Good morning and welcome to the Revenue Bond Oversight Committee meeting of December 10th, 2024. We have a roll call, please.
Member Camp noted absent. Member Leung.
Present.
Leung present. Vice Chair Boothie.
Present.
Boothie present. Member Visser. Visser present. Chair Holliver.
Present.
Holliver present. Chair, we have a quorum.
Okay. We'll now move to item number two, general public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak on items that are not on today's agenda. You can use the raised hand feature in Teams, and the clerk will call on you.
Delaying for a moment to see if we have any remote public comment, and it appears, Mr. Chair, that we have no one in line to provide public comment during agenda item number two.
Okay. We'll now go to item three, which is the audit status. We have a report from the controller's office on this. Looks like you're muted, Richard.
Sorry. Okay. Good morning. Good morning, members of the committee and Chair Holliver. Hunter Wong with City Services Auditor. Just a quick update today. So we have been working with PUC and our AKA and Yano on our findings, and we expect to get a draft report from the contractor sometime this week. Member Visser, we as the appointed member for ARBOC to review our reports, we wanted to schedule, I think we would like to see if we can schedule something with you next week, and we can work with you offline to essentially present the findings to you and have a, you know, be able to have a space for you to provide any comments or discussion.
Okay.
If that's something that will work for you, we can reach out to you separately.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Getting a little bit of an echo. Thanks. So then the only other update really is around payment. We had a question. It's actually not an update. It's a question. So I believe at the October meeting, it was discussed that the ARBOC responsibility would be transferring over to PUC on January 1st at the sunset date, and that any funds in the ARBOC reserve would be returned to the SFPUC Capital Fund. Given that right now our MOU with ARBOC includes payment language for ARBOC to pay for this audit, we just wanted to confirm whether that's what the SFPUC reps there. Does this mean that PUC will be, we will be billing PUC for the remainder of this phase three work?
Just to clarify, the current MOU with ARBOC goes through the end of this year. And do you have payment for services through the end of this year, or will you need that as well?
We had approved fiscal year 23-24 billing at August. And so we would submit our billing for the remainder of, for this fiscal year.
24-25, okay.
Yeah.
And seeing that ARBOC is going to be dissolving at the end of this month, would you need ARBOC to pay for the first 6 months of the year, or would you plan, how would you plan to bill that?
I think that was a question, that was an open question for today. We weren't sure if, given that this sounds like this is the last formal meeting for ARBOC, whether we could even submit a bill for the committee's review after today's date. We don't have a bill ready as of right now.
This is Irella Blackwood, Director of the Audit Bureau for the SFPUC, and we have a standard protocol for all billing from the controller's office, and so I would like us to follow up on that as we do with our regular billing with CSA. So you can direct any questions to myself or our accounting team, and we will make sure we address any open bills.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Irella. That was all the updates that the audit team had. Happy to answer any questions.
Are there any comments or questions from the committee? Okay. Well, I guess the next steps then would be once the draft report is ready, you'd meet with Member Visser to provide feedback on that. And then it sounds like it usually takes a couple months to kind of work with the department response and everything. So it would be issued sometime February, March, probably 2025, is what you expect. Oh, looks like you're muted again.
I'm sorry, was that a question for me? I'm sorry, I did not hear that.
Yeah, so in terms of the timing of releasing the report?
So for the public issuance? We are targeting late January for public issuance.
Okay.
So I guess I feel like at the October meeting we did take care of like saying we would officially move the payment to the SFPUC, right? We kind of did that as part of that. So they should be taken care of in that sense, right? I'm kind of looking at the attorney, but
yes, this is Catherine Ortega, Deputy City Attorney. The funds that are currently reserved for RBOC can be used to pay for the December bill, but any work performed thereafter must be paid for by the PUC as the recipient of the audit. And if it is preferable to the PUC to pay the December bill itself and leave the RBOC funds all for capital, that's also okay.
Thank you for that clarification.
Okay. Seeing other comments, let's open this up for public comment.
Anyone here in the Yosemite room have public comment? Does not appear so. Do we have anyone connected remotely who has public comment? If you do, please raise your hand inside Teams. And Mr. Chair, it appears we have no public comment callers.
Okay. So seeing none, public comment is closed. And we will move on to item number 4, which is the 2024 annual
report. I'll just note for the record that RBOC is not taking any action on agenda item number 3.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. So I think with the agenda packets, there was the annual report was included. I'd like to thank Vice Chair Boothby for doing the bulk of the work on this. Getting it ready, as well as Dan Fuchs from the PUC Capital Finance team for putting together some of the updated data and documents and providing this lovely photo on the front cover to update the report. So thank you. Are there any comments or questions or corrections or anything from the committee within the annual report? Okay. I think it was mentioned that typically annual report is for a 1-year period. This basically is a year and a half because it covers the first 6 months of fiscal year 2024-25 to represent sort of the closeout period of RBOC. And I believe, you know, typically it is presented at a PUC commission meeting. We discussed at a previous meeting of perhaps presenting this at some point after the sunset date, as well as having Nancy Holm present the PUC's planning for taking over the revenue bond audit function. And so, you know, we can work with PUC staff on setting a time to present that sometime in the new year. So seeing no other comments or questions, maybe we can open it up for public comment and then motion to approve the report.
If you're connected remotely and you wish to provide public comment on the form of the 18-month annual report as presented to the committee, please raise your hand inside Teams at this time. It appears that we have no speakers for this one.
Well, I'll just also say thank you for putting it together.
Okay. Seeing no other public comment, do we have a motion for approval?
I'll move to approve the annual report.
Wait a second.
Second.
Okay. On that motion, Member Camp is absent. Member Leung?
Approve, yeah.
Okay. The motion offered by Member Wieser and seconded by Member Leung is to approve the annual report as presented. Leung, Vice Chair Vuthy?
Yes.
Vuthy, aye. Member Wieser?
Aye.
Wieser, aye. Chair Holober?
Aye.
Holober, aye. Mr. Chair, there are 4 ayes and 1 absence with Member Camp absence.
Okay, very good. It is approved and will be presented at a later date. So now we'll move to item 5, which is the RBOC administrative wind down, something that the board had thought was a good idea to have on the agenda in terms of, you know, we talked about how the audit function itself is transferred over to PUC staff, there's sort of an outstanding question of, well, what happens to the RBOC website? What happens to all of the minutes and previous annual reports and previous audits? How do we preserve those files? We can kind of open it up for discussion. I'm curious to hear if the staff here from PUC has any initial thoughts as to how that would happen with the website. Basically stay as is and just say, you know, the RBOC was a former committee. I don't know if there have been other committees that have expired and how this has been done in the past, but happy to open it up for any thoughts.
I'm not sure how to address, this is Irella Blackwood, Audit Director for the PC. I'm not sure how to address the historical piece of your existence of the body, but as for the audit report, we typically leverage the CSA controller's website with all the different reports throughout the city. They go far beyond most document retention guidelines that I've seen. So they tend to keep a long history of the different reports. But as it stands right now, we have the ability as well to put those on our website as well directly. CSA, did you want to comment on how you're going to post future reports? For past reports for
RBOC? Yeah, Hunter Wong with CSA. Thanks, Irella. Just like what Irella had said, we post all the reports on our website. What we've done in the past for the RBOC bond audits is we've gotten permission essentially from RBOC to post on our website after it was posted on RBOC's website first. But everything is available through our controller report search.
And I think for the CSA side, that's for the actual audit reports themselves, right? So the PUC's website also has all the meeting minutes and everything else as well.
This is Catherine Ortega, Deputy City Attorney. I would recommend keeping the website up for a time period, maybe a year. Perhaps the clerk would know, or other expiring or defunct bodies, how long those are historically kept. And then I would also recommend that the clerk's office continue to retain all minutes and documentation, just as they have for purposes of Public Records Act requests, and to not have those documents transfer back to the PUC.
Can you clarify that last point?
I think the clerk's office should remain as the custodian of the minutes and any documents for Sunshine Ordinance or Public Records Act.
So this is a bit of a novel arrangement that we have with the clerk's office providing some of the administrative supports to RBOC, and it's beyond my comparable experience with other bodies that I've worked with in the past, where there's an unquestionable assumption that the clerk's office will take custodianship of all the records. There's a number of the records in the historical record for the past 20 years of RBOC that were originated by PUC staff when they were sitting in this seat. And no one in the clerk's office drafted them. We didn't even identify them or know where they were until a couple of years ago. I agree that it makes sense for us to have copies of everything. And up to this point, since I've been working in this seat anyway, I've been working with Benito Capuyan in the PUC staff, who's helped me with website updating, because he's the one who actually does that work. I would like to request, once everything is stitched up, if he could give me a copy of all of the HTML that lives on this site. That would be an easy thing for the clerk's office to retain. I can burn it to a few CDs and keep it with my paper files for things. When it comes to the agendas and minutes, that stuff should live someplace. If it was the case since the beginning that the clerk's office had been the custodian of records and everyone knew our very strictly defined goal, everyone would just rely on us having that stuff forever. I would like to request that the stuff be accessible someplace on the SFPUC website without a time limit of disappearing. Otherwise, like, people who were trying to keep up with 2002 Proposition P, trying to figure out what happened over the course of the 20 years of this body's existence, they wouldn't even know to come to the clerk's office looking for the documentation, because that is something you would find after you get pawing through the documentation and identifying it. So I would like to request, if I could reach out to Benito, ask him for a copy, and then also ask that some form of the website stay with the PUC. That would be my perspective on it.
Mr. Sklar?
Obviously, these are new subjects being brought up at this meeting. We will take those offline and have further conversation. At some point, these documents will also be surpassed by audits that come in the future and other reports. I'm quite excited about the opportunity now that there's not this question of who produces the annual report, that we may have additional reporting opportunities as well, particularly leveraging some of the new software that we're acquiring. So I think it involves more people in the discussion to figure out how to do this appropriately.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I think it will be kind of an ongoing discussion after our book is done. You know, I'm just looking right now at on the website, there's a section for boards, commissions, and committees. And I think with kind of the recent discussion on the PUC website, I think with the recent discussion about streamlining city committees and commissions, this might not be the only one that becomes sunset. Looking, for example, at the Southeast Community Facility Commission, maybe once that project has been closed out, I could see that coming to a close. So I think maybe in the future there could be something on the website of like past committees or past past boards, commissions, and committees, and we could include ARBOC and any others that are sunset, but in a similar format to how it's currently presented.
Yeah, and I guess I do like the idea of having the breadcrumb somewhere on the SFPUC website so that someone knows it's related. Like, you wouldn't think it was
searchable.
Related to the SFPUC. You wouldn't necessarily know to go to other places, but you know to look kind of in the SFPUC if you wanted to look at history for that. So I think it is important to have it somewhere there that you could find that history. At least have a link or something.
Over and to the side from that point, let me just real quick, I had a number of bullet points I wanted to bring up. There will be final minutes for today's meeting. Of course, I usually deliver your final minutes to the committee for approval. Just expect that this time, within the 10 days, we'll be posting a clean and nice final minutes version of this, and I'll reach out to Benito to get that. We'll bypass that step. After the sunset date, in the beginning of January, all of you had to fill out your Forms 700s in order to assume office. There will be someone from PUC HR reaching out to each of you to remind you that you have to complete a Form 700 for leaving office as well. It's very important. You're going to get numerous reminders from her at least one or two from me, but I wanted to make sure that while I had your attention in this room, that I remind each of you it's extremely important that you complete your Form 700s as you leave. Nothing else to say about that. And that's all I've got related to this topic. Like I said before, I'll be reaching out to Benito to make sure that at the very least I have some digital copy of all of this stuff, but it is unlikely to ever make its way into any board website. Mm-hmm. But I will be reaching out to retain all of it.
Sort of in relation to that, I don't know how this will happen, but I know you kind of had mentioned that the audit funds could come out of an operating account or could come out of what will be the RBOC money that will go into the capital. And I was getting a lot of questions from the Bosco group earlier this week because they're finally figuring out the committee's going away. And I think what would be helpful to know is, and I guess I just want to figure out how will we know this, of the amount of money that kind of goes from the RBOC to the capital fund, like kind of have that somewhere visible or easily able to find. So like if I needed to show them, hey, this is what happened, is the, you know, the money that was RBOC went into the capital and here's kind of the chunk that got moved in or whatever. It'd just be nice to have that number kind of handy if I needed to kind of share that with anyone. So I don't know how that kind of will get recorded going forward, but that would be useful. Do you know what I'm saying?
I believe your annual report
Right. Details the exact amount.
But
I guess I just, that's what I'm just saying,
but,
yeah.
You've also approved at your previous meeting certain expenditures that were just recently presented, so those would not yet.
Yeah, I would just suggest maybe if, you know, when the final bill is ready from CSA, if that could be just shared with the members of the committee in case, you know, we wanted that information as what the total amount was that was billed.
Right. So I could take kind of the amount that was in the annual report as the amount that was sitting, take away whatever you end up charging to it, then I'd kind of have that.
I mean, yeah, it's not going to be very much. I think it's last time was around $50,000 or so.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Any?
Something comes to my mind. This probably is nothing at all, but most of the members were appointed either by the board or by the mayor, except for yourself. Will Boscod need anything related to your time here? I'm assuming not. Do they need any communication from myself as a chair about this? Or?
I don't think so. Okay. I just think because they're having a transition in leadership right now, and I had let the old general manager know what was going on. But the new general manager started, like, just the 1st of December, and Christina was going over stuff with him. And I don't think Christina had kind of kept up with what was going on. And so that's when she went, oh, my gosh, the RBOC is going away. So it was kind of like a shock to her because I think Nicole had been in the loop, but I hadn't made sure Christina was in the loop. So I was updating her because she's going to update the new general manager. So I think it's just getting, now that there's kind of transition over there, getting everybody up to speed on where things stood, I think, was where it was. But I just want to make sure if they had more questions that I was able to answer what they needed me to answer. So I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, let me know if you don't.
I will. Yeah, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Catherine Thursby, Ortega, Deputy City Attorney. I would just recommend as well that if they have questions also, that a reminder that with the annual report, the PUC will present at a future meeting, so Christina could come to that meeting as well.
Okay, yeah,
for information.
Yeah,
or to look at the PowerPoint from the prize.
Okay.
Okay, let's open this up for public comment.
If you have public comment for this agenda item number 5 related to RBOC administrative wind down, please raise your hand inside Teams at this time. And Mr. Chair, it appears we have no speakers.
Okay, so I think there was kind of a general direction for how this would, you know, transition would occur, and I don't think any formal action is needed on this. So with that, we will close the item and move on.
No action.
Yeah, move on to item number 6, the approval of minutes.
anybody have any changes for the minutes for last November 19th meeting? Are you squinting at him?
I'm not seeing.
Oh, okay.
Just looking. It's a pretty short meeting.
Yeah, it was very short.
Okay. Any comments? Corrections? None? Public comment?
If you have public comment on the form of the minutes, please raise your hand inside Teams at this time. And, Mr. Chair, it appears we have no speakers.
Okay. Do we have a motion for approval?
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay. Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Member Camp is absent. Member Leung?
Aye.
Leung, aye. Vice Chair Vuthi?
Aye.
Vuthi, aye. Member Visser?
Aye.
Visser, aye. Chair Holober?
Aye.
Holober, aye. Mr. Chair, there are four ayes with Member Camp absent.
Okay, and then acknowledgement and thanks. This being the final meeting, barring some last minute action taken at the board out, which we're not expecting. I think this has been a productive committee for over 20 years. We've issued numerous audits, many before my time. I've been here now about 5 years. During that time, we've released two audits. We're getting close to releasing a third audit. Done several site tours, done Southeast Treatment Plant, the Oceanside Plant, the Hetch Hetchy Reservoir and Water System. And it's also been a good, you know, opportunity for the public to provide input and to learn more about how, ratepayer dollars are going and what type of projects are being built with the bonds that are funded by those water and sewer rates. All good things have to come to an end. But I would really like to thank the work the members of the committee I've served with, members from the PUC staff, particularly Mr. Skloroff, Mike Brown before him, the rest of the capital finance team, Dan, Eric, Edward, and numerous other members from PUC have come and presented to us over the years about the status of capital projects and the audit findings. And the folks from CSA, Hunter and Asanda, Winnie, and others from the City Services Auditor, John and Victor, and I think Brent for a while, staffing the meetings from the clerk's office, and then Catherine and Mark Blake from City Attorney's office for providing us guidance throughout the years. I'm sure I'm missing a lot of people, but it's really been a team effort to put these meetings together and continue to work on this committee. Any other comments from the members?
No, I mean, I would agree. I mean, I thank the staff for the time they put into this committee. I learned a lot, even though I was only on it for a brief period of time. So I appreciate the amount of, again, staff effort that went into keeping us informed and kind of getting us up to speed when I was new. So I appreciate that. And I've learned a lot, and I will try to stay engaged with the SFPUC, whether they like it or not. No, I think I'll be a good – I'll try to be participant. So.
Thanks to the folks who've helped make it all happen, educate us, like keep us informed, the trains running. A lot of gratitude to DC Ortega, to the legalized team, to the clerk's office, to all the folks at the PUC we've interacted with a little bit more occasionally, but that Hetch Hetchy tour in particular was really eye-opening and spectacular for me, and like really gave me a deep appreciation for the kind of complexity and both fragility and strength of the system in a way that I think is important, right? It's given me a lot of perspective, and I wish it were kind of more broadly accessible. I know that's difficult logistically, and not everyone has like space, bandwidth, and interest for it, but I was grateful to be able to take a look and try to be part of it.
Nothing that hasn't been said. Yeah. I mean, I think, thank everybody for their efforts. Just a personal note, I spent the past 2 weeks down in Southern California, and the water system and the water quality in Southern California, in contrast to what we see at Hess Hetchy, is a world, magnitudes of order different. Excuse me, the water system.
Any comments from any of the staff here? No.
I really would like to thank you all for your time and your oversight in making sure we're doing the best job we can with these capital funds over the past. So I really want to thank you guys and your volunteer capacity for that work.
It's been a pleasure having the opportunity to work with all of you. Appreciate your comments and appreciate the work with all the other members who participated in this. I think our CFO has already shared with you, but I think I convey that the spirit of providing public information and oversight will continue as a legacy of this committee. And as I alluded to earlier, since coming into this position 2.5 years ago, we've been investing in new technologies, so we'll be able to hopefully provide even more information about our debt program in the future.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we can, I don't know if we need a public comment on that.
You do.
Okay. And also, if anybody on Teams would like to chime in as well.
Hunter Wong with CSA Audits. It's been an honor working with this committee over the past couple of years. I've learned a lot and grown to appreciate how much effort and collaboration it takes to keep this space going. So thank you all.
And I'll just piggyback off that. Masanda D. Johns, lead audit manager with the audits division. Also want to add to mince and just say thank you to the Revenue Bond Oversight Committee for you guys' service and leadership over the revenue bonds. It has been a pleasure being able to work with you all and some of your predecessors as we rolled out 3 phases of revenue bonds to help the citizens of San Francisco just have more accountability and transparency over these funds. So thank you to all of you for your service. It's been a pleasure.
With that, I believe we will be adjourning. And
we'll just check to see if we have anyone for public comment on this item. Sorry.
It's okay.
It's the routine. If you have public comment and you're connected remotely, please raise your hand inside Teams. And, Mr. Chair, we have no callers.
Okay. I'm just looking quickly on the website here. So, I'm not sure how many of these are actual reports, but about 14 reports that have been done by the RBOC since it was started. So they're pretty productive committee with help from many others. So with that, I believe we will adjourn and no future agenda items today. Thank you all.
Thank you. We're adjourned.
Thank you.